Portions of This is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
The two walk down the slot canyon, oblivious to the sound of thunder in the distance. They didn't really care. They just kept walking towards it. Maybe they were running from something. Maybe they were going to something. But the thunder was loud and very obvious.
I don't care. I just want to be with you. I don't care how dangerous it looks. I just want to be here with you, Greg.
All right, Kim. All right. I do have to go through this checklist, though. We're going into this canyon.
Okay.
All right. You're grabbing me.
I want to be with you.
I know. Kendra, I get it.
Yes.
I get it. But we're going into this canyon, and
I don't care how dangerous.
We have a safety checklist, though, Kendra.
Okay.
We gotta go through it.
We'll fly through them quickly, because I can't stress enough I want to be with you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
A truck drove up. On the side of the truck said Ranger. A guy comes out. Clearly, he was the Ranger.
I don't care if he plans to arrest us for trespassing. I just want to be with you.
What are you guys doing out here?
Exploring.
Exploring what? You know there's a thunderstorm, or did you hear that noise? Are both of you fucking deaf?
It's me. It's Jack Anderson.
Yeah?
The Explorer. I'm Jack Anderson, the Explorer.
Wait, from the TV show?
Yeah.
You're not Jack.
Yeah, from Jack's
Show
Adventures.
Me some ID.
There you go.
Jack Jonathan Anderson. Holy shit!
Yeah.
I love your show.
Oh,
man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we're...
You just look different. You got a beard on or something. You just look different. I didn't recognize you at first.
Yeah, you know, I've been growing the beard out, and me and my best girl, we're gonna go down into the canyon.
No matter how dangerous it is.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I've watched your show. I know what you can and can't do. You do whatever you need to do, man. You go out there. Just, you know, if any of the Rangers asks you, don't tell them I said that you can go up there.
All right. Terrence. I see your name.
Yeah, Terrence.
Terrence.
Well, there's a Terrence, too, who also works here, so Terrence. Just make sure you don't... Mine's with an E.
You know my show. You know what we're going to be... We're just going to be looking to see what the earliest, cave drawings are. How early was Utah
Jack Anderson
humanized? That's what we're going to do.
Believe this.
We're going to go check it out, man. You know my game. It's all about humanity.
Nobody's going to believe me, man.
Okay. Just want to be with you.
That's when he lost his girlfriend to the thunderstorm. The lightning came straight down and fried her from the top of her head down to the tip of her toes.
It was worth it because for a moment I was with you.
No, Kendra! 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 I'm so sorry.
Whoa! What happened over here?
Name's Terrence, by the way.
Terrence, hey.
How'd you guys get here?
Oh, we drove here.
Who told you you could come down here?
I just go, man. That's just my thing. I go places. I don't get permission. I just... And now it's killed someone.
Terrence, so you want to tell me why there was a couple down by the canyon in the middle of a thunderstorm?
Wait, what? I didn't see any couple there.
Don't lie to me, Terrence.
I'm not lying to you. You honestly think if I would have seen somebody like Jack Anderson... Ah, shit.
Hold on, that was Jack
Anderson? Yeah, that was Jack Anderson.
No.
Wait, you saw him too?
Yeah.
Him and his lady?
Well, his lady's dead, but that was Jack Anderson.
What?
Yeah, she's dead.
That was him from the show? Yeah, from the show.
Ah.
But he has a beard.
Jack Anderson ended up having to bury the girl that he had dated for a brief amount of time, and he was a guest on a few different talk shows. Everybody couldn't help but ask him about what happened to his lady partner rather than when his new show was going to come out. So, I'm so excited that you're here.
Thank you. For having me.
And I know that the producers have been wanting to get you on the show for a long time.
A really long time. Big fan.
That's our producer. That's Jeff.
Yeah, big fan.
Hi, Jeff, by the way. How you doing? Thanks for being a fan.
No, thank you for being so great that I would want to be a fan.
So you got a new show coming out.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's called...
And what happened to the girl?
Well, it was clear we were going to go back to the Kendra story. There was the gods,
Did you murder her?
No, I didn't. No, she was a lovely girl. It just... The rains of Utah took her away much too quickly. But if we could talk about my show, Adventure Is Now.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Let me ask you a question. Before, Kendra, you dated another girl. Do you remember a girl named Jaina?
Yes.
Well, guess what? Jaina remembers you too. Jaina, come on out here.
Yeah, it's me. You remember me? Do you remember me?
This is not... Oh, yeah. None of this was
and then you
brought up in my...
I'm back. You thought I was never going to be back, but now I'm back.
Jaina came out from behind the studio audience, or wherever these guests usually come from. She had a white streak of hair that ran through her dark black hair, and all of her melanin was split down the middle. It's hard to explain, but basically she looked like she had been struck by lightning directly on the top of her head, and this was the aftermath.
I was not briefed on this interview.
So you brought another one of your whores to the canyon and got them struck by lightning too?
Look, I'm cursed, okay? Everyone at home, every woman that I've ever loved has been struck by lightning, all right? Is that what you want to hear? You in the camera, you want to know that?
Stop it.
I'm cursed.
Years went by. Jack Anderson lost his show. He was down and out, and he was still looking for love. So he decided to check out the most new dating app to see what he could find.
Hey, bro, have you seen this one? This is the most new dating app.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Oh.
It's called I'm Scared of Lightning app.
What?
So every single chick on this app, she's scared of lightning, so she will go out of her way to avoid lightning at all costs.
Hey,
so I saw it and I figured
Bud Light. Bud Light, barkeep. There's the Bud Light for me, my friend.
Here you go. Don't have.
How do I just click download? Yep. Okay.
Look at her.
Ah.
Look at her, how scared she seems to be of lightning. I just figured this was your kind of thing, you know, because so many of your girls died from lightning.
Oh.
So you'd want to avoid it.
At that point, they both decided to go out for a cigarette break. Jack didn't smoke, but his partner, Bart, was a big smoker.
Hey, bro, is there a storm coming? I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to go investigate. Wait, you want to come with me?
Be careful. Oh, no!
What am I doing?
Oh, it's expanded to my friends! No!
That's when Jack realized that his curse didn't only select the ones that he loved romantically, but also people he loved in general. His friends, his lovers. He didn't know what was next.
You boys recording all this. You gotta go. You, Mr. Host,
I'm just trying to...
The audio guy. You gotta go. You're gonna get killed. Get away from this bar.
I'm sure it's fine. Can I get you to do a mic check real quick? Oh, one...
Luckily, I did all my audio after the fact, so I wasn't even close to them when they were outside in the storm. This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy. Our special guest contributor for this episode is Scott Palmason. In our show, we will be using our trusty sentence generator to bring you a story in three improvised acts. This week's theme, partnership, could range from anything from friendship to romantic relationships to even your family partnerships, the whole spectrum. Stay with us. One. His ultimate dream fantasy consisted of being content and sleeping 8 hours in a row. Also, to wake up to banana pancakes every other day. He had these very childish fantasies, ones that he never let go of. Even from childhood and his adulthood, he wanted to be treated like he was a kid on vacation.
Is that the thing I don't get about Ben? He's, you know, he's successful. He's you're a hedge fund manager.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, like
something's been missing, you know?
Yeah. I just don't need that. I've just really tapped into that which makes me young Adam, you know, young Adam. That's it. I just want to be able to enjoy and take care of the kid inside who just wants to have Fruit Loops, who just wants to play Mega Man 3 over and over again. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You have a hard time focusing on your adult responsibilities when you have these childish wants.
I respect where you're coming from. I don't think they're childish wants. I think it's who I am. Ultimately, yeah, I live in a house with other people. Don't pay a lot of rent.
We also made sure not to give him any responsibility.
All right.
Because, you know,
All right.
Because we knew we wouldn't be able to handle him because he's always...
Yeah.
Oh, Mega Man 3.
Do you ever plan on having kids?
He has 3 kids. The state took the kids away.
Yeah, I have three kids.
Yeah, Child Protective Services took those kids away, though.
That's right.
You know, like everybody has just kind of agreed that he is not to have any responsibilities, but which is fine.
Okay, but if we look at... We don't look at Richard Dreyfuss in, you know...
Mr. Holland's Opus?
No, in...
Jaws?
Close Encounters.
Oh.
He gets called to something greater, and nobody calls him a deadbeat dad. He leaves his family, and he goes back to the mothership. I'm just going back to the mothership.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie because some of us just don't have time to sit and watch movies all day.
I know. This is what all my college friends are like. They come into town, and they're like, we're not going to give them any responsibility at the reunion, and you don't have to. I mean, but I'm going to go to the reunion. We're all going to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, how are you going to get there?
I'm going to figure it out, man. Yeah,
how are you going to get to the reunion? Get his license suspended.
Richard Dreyfuss.
He was walking up and down the freeway with a backpack and a duffel bag filled with clothes. He had every intention of making it to the reunion, but no idea how to get there. And he was 3,500 miles away.
Ooh, glass of blood enough!
Oh, probably gone with that guy. I don't know how much auto you're going to get out of here, guys. It's just, you know, it's just me kind of walking my path and kind of being out here. It's really, you know, there's not much to this. It's just living with the inner child who I didn't listen to for a very long time. That's why I started a family. That's why I went into banking and didn't do well with it because, you know, I wasn't taking care of it.
Hey, Adam? Adam, is that you?
Derek Chapinski. All right.
What are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere?
I'm headed to the reunion, man.
Derek was his best friend from high school. He hadn't seen him in over 10 years or whenever the reunion time span between that, and they just picked up right where they left off.
I haven't seen I've you seen in 22 years,
since man.
Class of 99, when we graduated together.
That's crazy.
What have you been up to?
You were always a real go-getter. I'm sure you went on to do great things.
I mean, yes. Yes, I did.
Did you end up having any kids?
Did I had 3.
Oh yeah, where are they at? Why didn't you bring them?
Well, they live with their mom now. They moved out to Colorado actually.
Oh
yeah, and I'm here. I actually live in Venice. I'm not too far from the hotel where they're doing the reunion.
Okay. You must have some high power job out here, and that's why your family had to move to Colorado, huh? Uh-huh. Is that what you're doing? It's cold out here, man. You want to get in? So warm up a little bit?
Sure. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen
Mr. Holland's Opus?
No. Close Encounters.
What about Bob?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Have you seen that
movie? Yeah, the Richard Dreyfuss movie.
My story's going to make a lot more sense when we get in there. I tell you.
Let's get to it.
All right. Okay.
They started making their way to the high school reunion. He didn't want to tell the truth that he actually hitchhiked his way all the way from Colorado, all the way back to Venice, California, where he had all started. And he tried to explain the concept or the story of Close Encounters of the Third Kind to his best friend, but kept thinking it was What About Bob.
So the aliens, I don't get, when did the aliens start psychoanalyzing Bill Murray?
No, Bill Murray's not in this one. It's a Richard Dreyfuss. It's a Steven Spielberg movie. I don't think Spielberg did What About Bob.
I gotta tell you, I just between the kids and between work, I just haven't had much time to watch many movies.
Oh, man.
It was at that moment he realized he also didn't have any place to stay. His plan when he arrived to the reunion was to kind of camp out near the beach. But now that he ran into his best friend, he figured he'd ask him for a place to crash.
All right, guys. It's good to see all of you. I'm gonna head home to the fam. All right. Hey, Adam, you keep in touch, all right?
Derek, real quick.
Yeah. What's up?
You know, you're talking about that garage out back that you guys are going to turn into an Airbnb. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you need any help with that? I'm good with a hammer. I mean, would it be all right if I don't know?
We got so much disposable income that we just hire people to do that stuff. But hey, anytime you want to pay the $2,200 a night to stay in it, you're welcome to come hang out, man. It was real good to see you. All right, I'm gonna head out now. I'm gonna go. Why you standing between me and the door, man? What is something you need?
You're pressing kind of hard on my chest, man. What
are you trying to? Oh, hey! Are you trying to seduce me for some sort of a monetary favor?
That's currency on the streets.
Adam, are you sure everything's going okay with you?
That's my tongue.
Yeah, and that's my tongue. Stop, Adam.
What?
What's going on with you, man? Here, sit down.
Talk to me.
Adam had no choice but to spill the beans. In this particular case, he actually had a bag of beans in his pocket that spilled out when he sat down. But then he did confess about what was going on in his life, about how he lost his kids and how he was kind of living on the streets in a way.
And yeah, it's not great. And I kind of wake up most days thinking, like, maybe, like, have I made the right, you know, decision? And like, I've screwed up so much. But maybe it is good. Maybe it is good to listen to your inner child and to trust it. But I don't live anywhere, and I trade love,
yeah,
for favors. And Derek, I'm just kind of in a way, man.
All right. Well, I guess if you want, you can come stay in the. I mean, the Airbnb isn't finished yet, but you can come hang out tonight until you get on your feet. But I mean, really? we got to hurry though before this bean stain sets in my pants.
He took him up on his offer, moved into the house, started rebuilding the outhouse and or whatever back house it was into an Airbnb, and he started making his own banana pancakes for himself. But the banana pancakes started catching on. Everybody wanted a bite.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
So, what's for breakfast?
Banana pancakes.
Adam was just leaving.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. I got the lease for the little hut on Venice.
Oh, I got it. Someone's at the doorsy.
Hi, we saw you guys have this place up for rent on Airbnb. We just decided we wanted to forego that, maybe avoid some of the fees. I heard you guys have some banana pancakes that come with the room.
Yes, yeah. our house guest, he makes them,
We would like to book for a week. Is that possible?
Oh, wow. Well, it's already booked because Adam's staying here, but you know what, honey?
What?
Why don't you head out and make some extra room for these guests? Here.
I'm not leaving my own house.
Well, I gotta make these pancakes, so I got a brick and mortar for these pancakes opening up in Venice. I've got this place. I mean, things are looking pretty good for me now.
Adam makes pancakes. What do you bring to the table, honey?
Why do I have to leave my own house? Adam, you come in here, breeze into town, you make my family pancakes.
Whoa.
And now I have to leave my own house?
My kids are gonna be here. I have figured everything out, and they'll be here in a little bit, and I don't want that kind of attitude in my house.
These kids are gonna be
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
Hey, Bryce. This is your new home.
What are you surprised about, bro? You didn't know this kid was fucking 21 years old? What's up?
I should have never stopped to pick you up, Adam. My whole life is in shambles now because of you, Adam.
There, Bryce. Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
You've upset my boy.
I'm just happy for you, Dad. You found a new place. A new home.
This is my place.
And a new wife and house.
You want to meet your new wife?
Yeah.
This is Cassie.
You mean your wife?
In a few weeks, maybe.
Dude, Dad, great job.
Yeah.
I totally forgive you for abandoning us.
I asked you to wait until after he left to break the news to him that we're gonna marry.
But I get excited. Look, I'm just following my bliss right now, you know?
God damn you.
Adam had taken over his whole life, his wife, his kids, even his job that he had, and then he quit the job for him and then went into banana pancakes full time.
Boss, don't worry. These reports are going to be...
You're fired anyway!
What?
Why?
Didn't you say you quit and then you send me an email to say, go forth myself?
What? No, I would never do that.
Yeah, you did.
Nah.
You're out of here, kid.
Wait a minute. I smell banana pancakes.
Yeah, so what? I like pancakes and sometimes of the banana variety.
Boss, you got to listen. There's not much time. I didn't send you that email.
Oh,
I did not quit.
Oh, yeah.
There's this guy, Adam. I went to school with him.
Oh, come on.
He took my family. He took my wife. He took my Airbnb. He took my house. The Airbnb is part of the house. Now he's taking this job from me.
How's he taking the job if he got you fired, dumb shit? Get out of here.
Adam, come out here. Adam, get out of the break room.
He's not here. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
I can smell the banana pancakes.
Look what I got. I got a tray of pancakes. Got a little pancakes.
Adam had hypnotized everybody in Derek's life. His boss, his friends, his wife, his kids, who we actually haven't even met yet, but it doesn't matter. Adam has everything, or took everything from Derek. But would they stay friends? Who knows? Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us. Act 2, the interview. Get to know our guest for this episode. Scott Palmason, so how long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to it for a week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, big fan.
So a long time listener.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, what do you do?
What do I do? I'm an actor and I'm a singer.
Nice.
And then I do other stuff to kind of like help pay the bills while I'm being an actor and that stuff. And then friends with Andy.
Who is Andy?
That's me, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you want to come do this stuff? And I was like, yeah, sounds great.
And he was like, since I've been such a long time listener and I'm such a big fan, then yes, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah, I was a fan, a friend.
And now much more.
A part.
Are you a big fan of musicals?
Yes. Yeah, I got really into musicals.
What's your favorite one?
Probably Little Shop of Horrors.
Have you ever thought about maybe turning your own life into a musical?
Mm-hmm. I'm actually writing it right now.
Is Little Shop of Horrors the one where Rick Moranis turns his kids into tiny,
yeah,
tiny people?
Well, they turn in
where they shrink,
right?
Tiny, and then the,
yeah,
and then he has to find them.
I
because he's trying. And then there's a sequel, right? Yeah. Where he has a friend, and they're, mm-hmm, a Canadian. They drink a lot of beer,
right? Yeah. L.A. Story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis is a
L.A. Story is the one where the man has two brains.
No, right. That's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
it's called Animaniacs.
That's true. No, the one you're referencing is it's like a Cyrano de Bergerac, however you pronounce that. It's like a remake.
Yeah, no, that's Ghostbusters.
You're right. I'm sorry. It is Ghostbusters, the new one that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Brian Doyle Murray.
Yes. Do you remember the first time that you decided you wanted to be, what was the first? Did you want to be an actor or did you want to be a singer? What was the first thing you ever wanted to be? And if it was something else, you can go ahead and tell us, like, what was the very first thing you wanted to be growing up?
Probably a singer. My grandfather was a kind of a semi-professional opera singer. Same with my dad. And so,
really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so both of them, I mean, I grew up seeing my dad do shows. Every Christmas would be like, my grandfather would sing, my mom would play piano, and my dad would sing, and then my sister ended up singing. So everyone in my family is like a high quality musician or high level and did amazing things. So I was singing at first, but then I would just go to my dad's shows over and over, and he was in like...
Was it expected for you to have the pipes, or did you discover that you had them later on in life?
Kind of a bit of both. I loved to draw, and so I drew as a kid. Like, I learned, I would study the covers of Disney VHSs, and I would study The Simpsons and study the Ninja Turtles and Garfield and everybody, and I would learn how to draw those things. And that was kind of like, I'm the drawer while everyone else is like singing. And then at my eighth grade moving up ceremony, I was like, I'm gonna sing Imagine. I just knew I'll sing Imagine. And everyone in my class was like, what? And I, as a kid, you know, who was like, oh, this attention's good. And I knew that I kind of wanted to sing, kind of wanted to discover it. So at that point, it was a little bit of puberty and a little bit of, I think I like this, even though I was kind of being a little defiant, a little younger.
Did your voice crack in the middle of the song as you were going through puberty?
No, it never did. I remember my voice getting deeper, like when I like became a man.
You know, we actually have some clips of your childhood in a family full of opera singers in our archives.
Paul, have you cleaned your room? I cleaned it this morning, Father.
Don't talk back to me!
I was not talking back to you, I was answering you, Father. Scott!
Yes, what is it?
Paul, you have a phone call from a girl. She wants to talk to you, she is on the phone. She's just a friend, I swear she's just a friend, Father!
Why was my name called?
Hello?
Were you upset the fact that the girls were more interested in your brother who didn't exist?
Jesus Christ.
Than you?
I mean, a little bit. When I started to sing, it was a point in my life when I would have done anything to like get the attention of like the opposite sex.
Did it work, by the way?
Did what work?
The singing.
Definitely. Once I knew that, like, because for me as a kid, one way that I kind of like flipped bullying was, I'll draw something for you.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, you, the bully, what do you want? Do you want like...
And then you turn
Bart Simpson, do you want this? What do you want? Like, and I'll draw it. And that's kind of how I negotiated with kind of that as a kid. So like,
but you eventually turn that into singing. Like, don't beat me up, or I'll sing for you.
I think that I realized if I was good at stuff, that could be a protective thing. And I think that's something I discovered later.
We actually have some of that in the archives.
Hey, fuck this.
Yeah,
where's your fucking money, dude?
It's right here. It is. the Monopoly guy on a skateboard. Look at that.
Whoa.
We're not falling for that this time, dude.
Oh, no, man. That looks pretty...
Chris.
Pretty badass. It looks,
we talked about this, Chris, and said that we're going to get money this time from all the people we're fucking bullying.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott,
where's our money?
Where's the fucking money,
dude?
Well,
okay, okay. All right.
No more games.
No more games. No more talents. We just want our fucking money, dude.
All right.
Tired of the drawings.
Do you want either of you to be cut in half? Because I've also been practicing magic.
I don't know, man. Getting cut in half seems pretty
How about
cool.
you, Dickie, you? I'll cut Dickie in half.
Answer him.
I don't know. You know I like magic, dude. Fuck.
All right. Sure. All right, here we go.
Yeah, fine.
Here we go. All right. Get into this cardboard box.
Okay. I'm in.
Okay. And look at this. And now he's in two. Look at that. He's in two. And now he's back together. He's fine. Whoa. Look, he's fine. He's one body, but he was separated.
That was pretty great. You know what? Just give us half the money then.
Half the amount of money we agreed upon earlier.
Whoa,
get your hand off my... Ow, my shirt. This is my Ninja Turtle shirt. On. Okay, last thing. You guys look like you love a good impression.
Well, yeah.
What if I ever tell you guys I've been working on a Jack Nicholson impression and that'll be as good as money and it'll make your bellies laugh. Would you guys like that?
Who's that?
I'd be willing to knock a few points off the principal if you can do a knockout.
All right,
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean,
dude.
Really?
Okay with that.
All right.
Well, my mom's going to be here any second. Okay, she's picking me up. I mean,
right.
I got to go. Okay, here we go. You call that mom? There you go. That's my Jack Nicholson.
Pretty good. I mean, you got the...
I still want my fucking money,
still
man.
Still want my money? Hey, any bullies in the audience tonight? Any bullies in the audience?
Me. I'm a bully.
Yeah, I'm a bully. What's up?
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Let me do it, dude. Who's there?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, callback. Solid callback. Okay, look.
Pretty good.
Okay, give us 1/10 of the money that we agreed on earlier.
All right. 1/10 of the money.
Unless you do a really good John C. Reilly impression.
Who the fuck is that, dude? It's 1992, man. I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's in.
But do it anyways.
You want me to go forward like 30 years and...
Into
Sherman Oaks, California, and I can...
Do it.
Yeah, do that.
You want to do that? Okay.
Do that, okay.
Okay, count with me. Three, two, one. Yeah, so I did a John C. Reilly impression for John C. Reilly.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell something about it?
I had a friend in a play with him.
Okay.
And I went and chatted with him and I just said, I just really want to do this. And I just was bald. I was like, because I'm right here. My voice is a little deeper, but I do have a bit of that. Ray Romano, kind of the way Jim Henson would talk, and Jim Henson was in interviews and, you know, but the closest for me is John C. Reilly. So I'm right here. I have a pretty harsh American accent back in my throat. And then John C. Reilly's right up here. He's just right there. And then if I slow down... You know, but I really have to slow down. Like, it was just, you know, it's a weird thing, you know? And it's really close. And I think it's the closest to my actual voice.
So what happened when you did the impression of John C. Reilly for John C. Reilly?
He was very nice about it. He was like, I don't know why everyone thinks I sound like that. I don't sound like that. And he was kind of like, he humored me. He was very sweet about it. And then we all went to the bar and like, he was just a gentleman. He's really nice.
You know, I think we have voice matching auditions for John C. Reilly in our archives.
All right, John C. Reilly voice matching auditions. First up, Ray Romano.
I'm going to wreck it. All right, that's it.
Cut. John C. Reilly voice matching auditions. Kermit the Frog.
Hey-ho, it's Kermit the Frog here. Well, just wait for the green light and then we are going to go.
Yes, it's on. Go.
Okay. I'm gonna wreck it.
Cut. John C. Reilly voice matching audition. Scott Palmason.
I'm gonna wreck it.
Holy shit, that guy sounds just like John C. Reilly.
If only my producer can do an impression of somebody who can move a scene forward.
Oh.
Thank you for being part of the show, Scott.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you're having a good time.
This is great.
Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high quality program possible. Stay with us.
Act 3. The gruff old man sat in the back of the bait shop, grumbling to himself as he scooped out a handful of worms. He had been running the bait shop for many years in this small town, but he started noticing that fewer and fewer teenagers were coming to visit his bait shop at this lake. He wondered why.
One day I'm gonna get out of this shop. One day.
I see the world.
He keeps saying that. Here we are. He keeps saying it.
Well, this year is the year I'm gonna. This year.
Why do you think you've had a hard time, you know, following through with your plans?
Well, because, I mean, when it gets to be the busy part of fishing season, I just kind of am trapped here. It starts out thinking, no, I've got these big plans, and then just get so busy.
He keeps saying that. He's always busy.
Pretty busy.
Seems like there's fewer and fewer teenagers showing up to the lake as opposed to before when that was pretty much your only clientele. So why do you think you're still so busy?
Maybe I just don't want to go. Maybe I'm just afraid.
The truth finally settled in.
Maybe I just know deep down there is nothing out there for me. The only thing I've got are these worms. My buddy Devin here.
Name's Devin.
There should be a lot of teenagers here, but there's not so many teenagers here.
A truck full of teenagers showed up.
Woo! Bait shot! Hey, old man, what you got in here?
We got worms. Welcome. I haven't had teenagers here in a long time.
You got worms, bro? For what?
For fishing.
Fishing? Tell me more.
Devin, fix up your collar. Come on. Look alive. We got teenagers in here, finally.
And my tickers are going a million miles a minute.
Look at my hand is shaking. Look, my hand is shaking.
Hey, you
more
two.
Than usual.
Hey, you two weirdos. You lanky weirdos.
What
is fishing?
Devin, is it possible that these people don't know what fishing is? Time to get on our fishing teaching hats. Put them on and teach these kids about fishing.
The kids were being very disrespectful. Clearly, they weren't there to go fishing, but just to peruse the lake, be consumers of what nobody knew.
Now, the first thing you're going to learn about fishing is it's... Oh, no, damn, let's go from the top, All right, everyone, from the top.
First thing you do when you're learning how to fish is you take the worm, put it on the hook. Next, what do you do, Devin?
You take that hook and you throw it in the ocean and you say, oh, we all want to get a fish. I want to get a fish. I want to get a fish. I want to get a fish.
Some fish.
Now, all the kids say, I want a fish.
I want a fish.
I want a fish.
I want a fish.
You want a fish.
We want a fish.
Everybody wants a fish. They just take the fish. When you, that's actually right. So, any questions?
What's fishing? What do we do?
From the top!
Okay.
The kids never really understood the concept, so they just decided to peruse the lake like they usually did, drinking, making loud, obnoxious noises, getting naked, jumping in the lake, basically doing what teenagers do.
Woo-hoo! Woo! Yeah! The lake! Right. Love the lake!
Yeah, what guy? That's my favorite noise.
Dude, me too, but I just can't get that song out of my head.
Oh.
You know, the one the guys were singing?
Yeah.
I want a fish.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I know what it is.
I've crushed these natty lights. I've made out with Becky, and I just go, man, I just want to fish.
I know. I sat in at the head of the canoe and masturbated.
Are you serious?
And that didn't even get the song out of my head.
I think I have a theory. Here, come here.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Oh, no, come on. Come here. Come with me onto the dock. Come on. Here, I'll help you out. Onto the dock. Here, let's go over here.
Okay.
Go, here, come on. Come on. All right, come on. Walk with me.
Okay, good.
They realized they were being followed by who they didn't know. They could just feel it.
What was that?
Did you hear that?
No, here's the thing.
What?
What if we're those guys?
What if, like...
We're them?
What if we grow up to be them? Or what if we are them now?
What if we are them?
What if we are they? What if we are they?
What if we are they? Them?
What if, maybe, you know...
What if we are those?
I should... No, what if we are that? What if we are that? I think it's that.
I don't know. It's just the higher pitched one, like the one who is like a little more frail, who he looks a lot like you, don't you think?
And the other one looks kind of like, I don't know.
He looks like my dad. He looks like me. He looks like my uncle. I just...
What if in a way, we're all kind of those old men at the bait shop?
What is that noise? There's someone following us.
Epilogue. They walked up to a wall of photos next to a cabin. They started noticing all the old men were different versions of them. All the photos looked like different versions of them, spanning from the 1800s to present.
Bro, look at this guy.
Bro, yeah, whoa.
This guy looks just like you. And this guy looks just like you. And this guy looks just like me.
Look at that. Yeah, that one right there.
And this guy looks just like Adam. Remember Adam?
Yeah, the one who went to be a banker, right?
I think he went on to be a banker. I think that he went on to be...
Before they knew it, they were both kidnapped, taken into another cabin, strapped down in two chairs. They didn't know what was going on.
Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do to you kids in song. Here we go, Darren.
All right.
First, we take the knife, then we put it on your face. And then we slice the ear, then we'll hand Darren the knife. Go!
And then I'll go to question myself, because am I hurting me in the younger form? In the younger form.
Space-time continuum.
Space-time continuum. Violence is none. It's a
paradox.
It's
a paradox.
Maybe we don't kill these two young men, because they're technically us.
Because then, if you stab him... Ooh. You'll be stabbed yourself because you're canceling out with us.
I mean, this is how you two are, right? You work things out in the moment. It's us.
Whoa. Well,
they're right.
So then they have to let us go. Because if they don't let us go...
Yeah.
It's like that movie with Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Remember?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, no.
Romancing the Stone.
No, that's the one that has Michael Douglas. Remember, he used to host the Michael Douglas show.
He had to change it to Michael Keaton because Michael Douglas was already taken.
No, Michael Keaton. You're thinking of the girl who played Annie Hall. Michael Keaton was Annie Hall.
Yeah, that is as good as it gets. Jack Nicholson. Is it Jack Nicholson?
No, that had Keanu Reeves as a doctor.
I'll be honest, I lost track. Who the fuck is who? For producer Andy and our special contributor, Scott Palmason. I'm your host, Ari, and this was This Is Americans Live. Join us next time.
This Is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is Americans Live on Instagram @ThisIsAmericansLive and on Twitter @AmericansLive.